You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
A bill is being presented at Parliament to remove alcohol and trade restrictions on Easter to allow businesses to sell alcohol. The bill's author is Act MP Chris Bailey, and he joins me on the line now. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Justin.
So thanks for joining me on the show. So what is this bill about?
What's it about? It's really about clarifying and getting some common sense legislation in regarding the Easter trading laws, because it is a bit of a mishmash at the moment.
So what sort of laws do you want to repeal?
The allowing businesses to trade on those days, their choice. There's no compulsion for staff to work. That's their choice as well. And also the restrictions on the sale of alcohol is a real nightmare for anyone in the hospitality industry. The different rules and regulations are just almost unworkable.
But why do you want to remove these restrictions?
Businesses have had it really tough. They continue to get it really tough. And it's just another complication that they can do without. And like I say, it's a mishmash around the country. Some places allow it, some councils allow it, others don't, depending on whether their councils see fit. And it just doesn't seem fair that some parts of New Zealand are treated differently to others.
Right, but Labour's Chief Whip, Kiri Makinoti, also proposed a similar members' bill to yours, but his bill gets rid of the restrictions not only for Easter, but also for Christmas and Anzac Day. So if you want to help small businesses, why didn't your bill go further?
Well, I'm not aware that Kieran's bill actually covers his businesses. I think this is just regarding the sale of and supply of alcohol. And for those other 2 days, the Anzac Day is arguably one of the most important days in New Zealand history, and Christmas Day is just almost sacrosanct to how we are, and I thought we'd leave those 2 days alone.
But if you want to help small businesses, shouldn't that be freed up as well?
Possibly, but Christmas Day, like I say, Christmas Day is generally a day that almost all New Zealanders of whether it's a Christian or whether you're a religious day or not, people look forward to seeing family and celebrating. And then I think Anzac Day, everything's back to normal at 1 p.m. So it is the morning. Yes, possibly open it up, but I think it's a very important day to show to our ancestors.
The current standing orders rules that you need any member's bill will need at least 61 non-executive MPs, which means MPs who are not ministers, to support this particular bill in order to push it into the order paper. How many MPs have you spoken so far?
Look, I haven't really canvassed it yet, but I would expect overall a wide support, really. I would expect any MP that didn't swear to God when giving their oath to be in support of this.
Have you discussed this with your leader, David Seymour, yet?
Oh, yes, no, and our whole caucus is very supportive.
How confident are you, though, in getting, because quite a large chunk of these non-executive MPs are with Labour, how confident are you in getting their support?
Yeah, look, I am quite confident, especially following Kieran's bill that I heard just recently heard that he's put forward, and I think we're obviously thinking sort of along the same lines in a lot of areas.
All right. Then there's also criticisms that because New Zealand has a serious drinking problem, are you concerned that this bill being passed would worsen this problem?
No, not at all. It's I think the alcohol laws in this country are do a great job. Our police do a great job enforcing them, and the responsibility and the onus on hospitality owners makes sure that they are responsible.
Great. Act MV Chris Bailey, thank you for joining me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.